You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
Well, I ain't no bad. That's just my baby.
Baby daddy crying.
To nobody, as a father, yes, I feel like I'm somebody. My life is my kid, so I tell about it, and I swear it's all about that. Baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy, baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy.
Lakers and seven?
I rock with that because they catch them early.
I agree with that.
They catch them early, and the schedule that they have is advantageous for the Lakers. Like, and I think their first two games is like Saturday and then Tuesday, and then they don't.
Yeah, play the again. First round's the only time like where.
And they don't play again till the following Saturday. So they play this Saturday, then they play the following Tuesday, and then they don't play till the next Saturday.
Oh, that's yeah, that is good. I just need D'Angelo to get hot. I think if he do his thing, we might have a shot.
But yo,
I'm scared of Sacramento though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm not because they play. They gonna play the young boys. They gonna play OKC. OKC, I like.
Do
oh who? Okay, I like OKC.
Yeah,
the young boys. They remind me of OKC when they had Russ, KD.
We might have to get this match between me and you. We might have to put up $10 together.
I like OKC.
You see me right here just going to be. I'm tired of y'all doing this shit, goddammit.
I mean, it's no third team.
I like OKC. They just remind me of that team. Do I think they're going to do it? No, but would I be shocked if they did?
Hell, I'm a Sixers fan, goddammit.
Wait, they won?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I thought they lost. I ain't going to lie.
Nope.
It wasn't looking good early.
Did we play the Heat in that playing game?
No, I was talking who y'all playing.
Knicks.
So do y'all got this?
We got the Knicks.
Swept.
Nah, Julius Randle ain't playing.
Swept.
And people got to remember.
They point guard. What's his name?
Brunson. Brunson is nice.
Swept.
They don't got no big. And then also.
Swept.
And then also, people got to remember, yeah, they beat us all. They beat us all every time they play us, but Embiid ain't played none of them games. He was
bring out.
Bring out
the brooms.
You want to put some money on that?
I'm going to go 5-2.
I ain't going to say swept, but I like them to beat y'all.
Knicks.
You want to put some money on that?
We can put some money on that. How much I like them to beat y'all.
How much you got to spare?
We can put 20 on it.
Oh, God, I like 20 on it. We're going to beat them.
I'm going to tell you something I know about Tyler. He will take your money.
We're going to put a dub on it.
You they are not beating us, bro.
Okay.
They not beating us.
If y'all had home court advantage, I would take y'all, but y'all don't have home court advantage.
I don't know, bro. So, I don't know, Troy. The Knicks, I see if Brunson get hot.
Here's my thing. Of course, if Brunson get hot, it's a problem. But also, like, here's the reason.
I think he won it. Like, he got a lot to prove.
Here's a few reasons why I feel like we going to win, right? I would be on your side. If Embiid just ain't come back.
So, I'm going to let Embiid go off and just shut everybody else up.
That's going to be hard. You ain't going to be able to shut Maxie
really.
Up.
Who?
You ain't going to be able to shut Maxie up.
Maxie got to deal with Brunson.
And he can't shoot.
Maxie can shoot.
He got to deal with Brunson on defense.
Now, this is the playoffs, like bro. This is different.
And also, here's another reason why I feel like we're going to win. A lot of Tom Thibodeau teams do great in a regular season, but in the postseason, they ain't got no legs.
We talking about coaches. Coaches don't play the game.
That's different.
The way he be making them niggas play minutes.
We talking about coaching.
We ain't losing to the fucking Knicks without Julius Randle.
You got to understand. I feel like the Knicks don't have to win. They don't have to win this whole thing. If they just win the first round of the playoffs, do you understand how crazy it's gonna go?
And it's not gonna happen.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna watch this. Gonna be. I'm keeping up with this.
Don't let them lose.
Ooh-wee. I hope they go to a game seven.
It's gonna be all type of fuck niggas on Facebook.
Terrell the time he gonna throw his phone out the window.
It's gonna be all type of
lock the door, close the blind.
Nah, I'm gonna take my loss like a man. Just like when the Phillies lost the World Series. When the Eagles lost the Super Bowl.
Videos of Allen Iverson crying and shit.
That's cold.
You mean Joel Embiid crying?
No, I'm gonna find Allen Iverson crying. That's I want cold. The history of it. God damn it.
Well, we are here. Playoff basketball, baby. I love it.
How y'all living?
Well, I guess I go first. This is rare. Well, I met my lady's parents.
How'd that go?
It was really good, man.
That's good, bro.
Yeah, they a couple good stuff. She got good parents. We found out what it is. I'll tell you how that went. So
okay.
we got the envelope back, right? We got she got the results. What was supposed to happen was her sister wanted to know, but her sister lives in Boston, so I was like, that's fine, whatever. And then she was supposed to give the envelope to my mom. And then when we do the baby shower, everybody find out at the same time. We drop her parents off. She calls her sister.
When's the baby shower?
It's going to be the last weekend of August, the 29th.
I thought it was going to be on your birthday. Okay.
It originally was, but everybody and their mom was like, I can't do it, but we can do last weekend. So, fine, whatever.
Okay.
So, she calls her sister to let her know that, hey, you know, we just dropped them at the airport. Everything went good. And to make a long story short, her sister goes, did you tell them? And I'm not listening because it's her sister. Ain't got nothing to do with this. But the phone is on the Bluetooth. And she goes, did you tell them about the woo-dee-woo? And I ain't paying, like I said, I wasn't paying attention. And then Ju goes, Warren's in the car. And then that's when my ears perked up. And then she said it again. And then that's when I found out.
So what you have?
I don't want to know. Don't say it.
I do. You can tell me.
You can tell him. You can tell him outside
the house. I already know what he having because he's not excited.
I'm ruined for everybody. It's a boy.
I knew it. The moment he said, sat there and was like, I know what they have and he wasn't excited, I already knew it was a boy because it was a girl.
Let me not say that. Wait. Let me correct you in case this comes out. I'm excited. I'm just not overly really excited as if
it he would have been through the roof if it was a girl. He'd be like, "Hey, yeah, man, I got my little chocolate."
I did it again. Yeah. I told you, niggas.
Yeah, huh? I'm 2 for 2, and that's it. I'm done. Yeah, instead, he was like,
"Definitely." This is more like, "Oh, okay, you know."
Yeah. Instead, it was like, "Yeah, I already know what I'm having."
Hey, man.
I'm gonna be real with y'all.
Come to the dark side.
I'm going to be uncandidly open right now.
Warren Jr.
No. That's what we butt heads on this whole name thing. She shot me a name. I was like, what the fuck?
Ralphie.
Not even. I could take
gotta,
that. But
tell you right now, you got to stand firm. Otherwise, your kid, you're going to have a son named Teroy. Okay? You're going to have, well, because what is a Teroy, bro? Like, really? Let's think
that's
about
a good
it.
Question. I ain't going to never ask you that. But already, whatever name we come up with, I know I'm going to eventually end up having to agree, even though I don't like it. I already know what I'm going to call him. And I'm pretty sure that's what we gonna call him. So I'm calling Deuce. Because he's the second. So he's gonna be Deuce.
I get with Deuce.
Yeah.
I get with Deuce.
Call that nigga W2.
That is the greatest name. That is the greatest.
Hey, W2.
That is the greatest uncle name. God damn it. Boy, if I have another one, but you right on the list. I promise you. I'm gonna be real with y'all.
Little dub.
And I don't even know where this episode is supposed to go, but
me either.
We just keep it blood real. I never wanted a son because I didn't necessarily have a regular father.
That makes sense.
And some people may say, well, you gotta, you know, you want a girl. For me, mentally, I could teach a young lady how to deal with a guy. And how to be respectful, how to move. Like, it's just a little different. You know what I mean? My head was just more prepared for that. Like, I've done enough, been around enough to be like, all right, don't go over here. Don't do this. Do these things, and that should keep you away from this. Not saying that's 100 proof, but it should just keep you away from this type of person or these type of persons. I don't even know if I'm a man to where, like, I'm not, like, that super, like, manly man to be like, yo, let's, like, go build a shelf.
That definitely ain't me.
Let's go take this car apart and put this car back together. type shit. So that in general, and I went through some shit when I was younger that I was like, I'm cool on having a son. But obviously, the Lord had other plans. And they say, tell him your goals and your dreams, watch him laugh. I was scared with Lauren, but that was more so because I didn't know what I was doing with a small baby child, because nobody had a baby child at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was all our first in the experiment, but I am more scared now because I'm having to figure out how to one day be a husband, because I really want to be, and now I have to teach this kid to be a man, and I'm just like, oh fuck. Oh fuck. Cause there's certain avenues I don't want him to be, even though it doesn't affect you being a man, but it's just the societal way I grew up. That's just like, I don't want you to be this. I don't want you to go through certain shit. But I also don't want you to be the corny black kid that's around like the white dudes, and you acting Caucasianish. Like, I don't want that either. So it's just like this weird fucking complex that I have that I'm learning to deal with, and I don't know how I'm gonna do this, and I am scared.
So I'm gonna say this as the resident boy father.
Mm.
Let him be him. Can't teach a boy how to be a man. It sounds crazy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot teach a boy how to be a man. You can only teach a man how to be a man.
Mm.
Because what I'm dealing with, mm-hmm. with your client, as we affectionately know him, is because I wanted a girl.
Yeah.
But I have him. And I've realized in having him and watching him grow in everything that he does that he is everything that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he's everything that I wish I would have been as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because the freedom that he has and the freedom that I allow him to have,
mm-hmm.
is like, you know how to be like, oh yeah, you know, a dad's living their dream through their son and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what the fuck I'm doing with Theo. Like, but I'm so fucking hands off. Right. It's like, I treat him like a grown, y'all know how.
I understand what you're saying because I
treat him like he one of us.
I had that realization today as I was at Lauren's field trip.
But I hold him to a standard that's still a childly standard.
Right.
And it's like, I had to learn that because before it was like, I would be, bro, don't do this, bro, don't do that. And I had to, like, it was just one day, I was just like, Tyler, shut up. Shut the fuck up, bro. Let this man be him. Let him be uniquely him. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen is you're going to hit that, you're just going to be like, I'm going to just let him be him. And however he blossoms or doesn't blossom, then so be it. And I'll just fill in the gaps, wherever the fuck I need to fill in the gaps. So let him be corny. Let him go down that dark path. Let him go down that dark tunnel and shit like that. But
I mean, it's still no white woman. Like, we not doing that. Mercy. Yeah, we not doing that. You when you get grown, you can go have a taste. But you,
Just let that's where I'm at. Like, that's why I feel like I honestly think, like, you say you don't like, I, you said that you would not have liked to have a boy child. That little nigga gonna be the baby. He gonna be that guy for you. I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna be a mama's boy, and that's just gonna piss me off. But
you think so? You think so? Like, you think he gonna be, and it's gonna be something that you probably gonna early. Like, you gonna have. It's not gonna be jealousy, but it's gonna be like, man, get your soft ass away from where that shit.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be,
you gonna see them traits within him. Like, oh, I see what it is now. You soft now, because later on,
yeah.
And I see that. That's what I see in Theo. Like right now, I can tell he gonna be, but it's them little glimpses that I see. I'll be like, oh, he gonna wreck shop.
You do say that.
He gonna wreck shop.
You do say that.
And it's like a, you know how you be watching how you might be on like YouTube and shit, and like you'll like you might come across those videos where like the video title is like Painter paints Kobe and Gianna or some shit like that, or yeah, whatever the fuck it is. And it's like you see it and it's starting, you be like, what the fuck are they doing? And then all of a sudden like they flip the picture upside down, yeah, and shit like that's, to me, that's what it's like having a boy child. It's like you just do whatever the fuck you try to do to make the picture however the fuck you want it to look. And then in, when it come time for that motherfucker, you gonna be like, yeah, this is nothing. What the fuck I started painting? Nothing, right, at fucking all. But I guess that's how, I'm pretty sure that's how it'd be with, you know, with Lauren. But I think, yeah, with Lauren is more of like a, it's more of like a you can kind of, I think overarching, I think what I'm trying to say overarching is like, with having a boy child, it's not as much like, you don't, it's not a, it's a, you can take off the protective bubble.
Yeah, because I'm very, like, I'm very, there's a bubble, but I let her do whatever she want in the bubble.
Exactly. Mm. With the boy child, there's a bubble, but you don't actually want them to go into the bubble. You just want them to be aware that it's a bubble. Mm. And that's where it's kind of like, with Theo, he know what it is. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever want him to have to go there and hide in the bubble. Mm. But as long as he knows it's a bubble, that it can be,
times get super rough, he can,
yeah, that he can go into the bubble. Because I give you a prime example. Last week, or not last week, like 2 weeks ago, he's over here, right? Because I get him, well, last week, yeah, Wednesday. So I get him every Wednesday, comes over, he's over here now, and I'm at work. So he'll like pop out, ask me, am I right? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. Whatever. Obviously, later in the night, goes to sleep. Wakes up out of nowhere. Walks out the room. I'm like, you straight? You good, bro? And he was like, yeah. So he was just standing. I said, well, what you want? And he was like, nothing. And I was like, why are you lying, bro? Like, we real conversation. And he was like, and I could tell he was scared to ask me something. I'm like, Theo, what do you want? Like, what you gotta ask me? And he was like, can I sleep with you? And I'm like, why do you want to sleep with me, bro? And he was like, because it's dark. And I said, what's the issue? Like, you sleep in the dark all the time. Like, what? Like, why you want to sleep? Like, sleep in my bed at night. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay. And I could tell he was, like, disappointed. And I was like, go get in my bed, Theo. And, like, I could tell, like, he was hyped for that shit. So he ran in the room, got his pillow, got his blanket. And before he went, I said, hey, bro, don't pee in my bed. Pee in my bed, I'm beat your ass. He was like, he was like, all right. When it peed, got in my bed. But it's little shit like that. Like, that's the bubble.
Yeah.
That he know he can come into that. I have to make aware, like, you can still come into the bubble. I don't want you to have to come into the bubble, but you can come into the bubble, bro.
Yeah. Because you couldn't do that growing up.
I probably could. But I don't think I ever got to the point where I was probably comfortable in doing it.
Got you.
Because, and it's, yeah, like,
same here.
Yeah. So it's like, at this point, like, where it's at now, like, I know I can just let it happen. And not, yeah, be, like, I don't want to say ever ashamed of it, but it's, like, now I know I can let it happen and be okay with it happening. Like, I don't have to hold him to
this manly super standard.
Yeah, like, I don't have to hold, and it's not even, like, a manly super standard. It's, like, I don't have to hold him to, I guess, the same standard as KJ.
Right, and him, they're different.
And being older.
Yeah, they're different.
Type of deal. Yeah. So,
and it doesn't matter, but it matter is yours.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
You told Double L?
That she knows there's a baby, but she don't know the gender.
Okay.
And the only reason you niggas know is because I know y'all won't. Like, y'all still act shocked at the baby shower. Like, y'all didn't know what it was. So, which, that's what you niggas is commanded to do. You act right, shocked, like you don't know what I'm the like, fuck it is.
Little W in the bitch.
Like, W2?
Bro, that's hilarious.
W2? Oh, you was working.
he let them balls drop.
Oh, he would. Time to pay them taxes.
I just want my family back. Yeah, because it's tax time.
That's funny.
Little W-2.
Little W-2. He's going to be right there. This is why I fucking made you.
But what else? Oh, so you know I go to Vegas in like a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and then we're going to be with her friends. So
I'm going to pray for you.
I hate that you niggas is cheap. And you are frugal fucks.
First of all,
that don't want to go nowhere.
First of all, you told me this when it was too late.
No, I've been told you niggas when this was going down.
Nope, did not.
But I knew you niggas wasn't gonna pay for concert tickets and a hotel and a flight. It just not all three. Mm-mm.
I would have paid for the. I would have paid. You know what's well? When y'all going?
May 3rd to the 7th.
Y'all want to be able to swing that?
Yeah. So you'd have said. That Friday to that Sunday, I could have swung that.
I mean, you don't have to stay as long as I'm staying, but
no. I mean, if I would have known like ahead of time,
I swear I told you niggas this was going down ahead of time.
No, you told you said that y'all were going to Vegas. You ain't say that you wanted us to go with you.
You know what? I know how to word things with you motherfuckers. Now, don't worry about it. I figure you know what.
I'm not gonna lie. Had you told me this like pre-turn of the new year? I would have been able to make plans.
No, I understand. No, so I figure, you know what? The Lord is sending me out there as the Sacagawea of the group. So I get to go out there, see what it's like for real, and then come back and give word. Like, okay, niggas, this time I'm going without her.
Then I'm going to be like, oh, for okay, let's go. Let's go.
I ain't trying to be no third wheel.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. You'd have been fine. But you can already tell like she got rich friends, and because the restaurant on the Friday that we get there, the restaurant that her friend picked was like, oh yeah, we got reservations here. And so you know me, I look because I'm like, I'm one of them niggas, I'm like, all right, cool, I can't shame myself, I can't shame her, let me pre-look at this menu so I can like I call it pulling the Tyler. So I can pregame my money.
First of all, don't put my business out there like that.
I was like, I'm pulling
the Tyler. I do the same shit he do.
I was like, let me pregame my money so I know, I know what I can eat at the least of and still be cool to where she can eat the most of and everybody look cool and great and cool or whatever. And then on the slick, I can go get me a little cheap burger or whatever and I'm cool.
Very slick.
You know what I mean? Everybody got their look. Nobody say nothing. I'm cool. She getting her pictures. Everybody's great. Nigga, the salad.
Shit that I eat.
The salad said market price. Bitch, when? There's a salad. Bitch, what? Market. Bro, market price. I'm gonna put these people on. I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm putting niggas on game. Regular dudes. I'm not talking to you scammers and you rap rich niggas. I don't know where all you niggas get this money from. I'm talking to the regular 9-to-5er that's trying to do some cool shit. So every now and again, whenever you see some shit that say MP on a fine dining menu or a menu, my nigga, that means market price. It's like the stock market. So whatever the number is, say the market price for lobster is like $70 a pound, and this is a 9-pound lobster. That's what you paying. 9 times 72.
Damn. That's expensive.
Wait, what?
That's what market price mean. Whatever the market say. And 9 times, a lot of times it's like steaks, lobsters.
$70 a pound. You use a 9-pound lobster, you paying. God damn.
Right. So they go by.
I got you.
They go by the weight. And then they go by what the price is. And usually times that together. And that's what you get.
I got you.
Hold up. That's a $648 lobster.
I was just over exaggerating.
That's my fucking car payment. God damn. I was over
exaggerating. But that's usually cool, like your
Publix
wagon
up the street. It's cool.
There are no Publix on the West Coast.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm going to find something.
Albertsons or Winn-Dixie or something.
I'm going to find something. But somewhere normally for that price right there, Teroy, that's 600 something. That's usually like your Wagyu beefs, your Wagyu A5s, like shit like that. Like there's a sandwich out there at this joint. It's takeout only. The steak sandwich is $200.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I love steak, but not
you
that
said,
much.
You said their salad is what? Market price?
Market price.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I looked. They got French fries.
Shredded lettuce.
They got french fries and something else I saw. Oh, Nick, I remember I told you the shrimp. The fucking same shrimp that's that bone fucking fish that's like $18 is $36 for the bang bang shrimp.
That's fucking the
bang
wild.
Bang shrimp and fries.
Comes
out to be like $48.
You said bang bang?
Yeah.
How much for just the bang? Or not even the whole bang.
Excuse me, let me just how much is it for the kapow?
Let me just get the exclamation point. I don't need the bang bang. I just want the exclamation. Give
me the outline of the kapow. Like, don't even give me
Can I just get the
So luckily they not gonna make it in time. Like, okay, this already, you know my ass, because you know I love some tea. I love to be in people's business, especially when I ain't supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So her friend it's a husband and wife couple, but they coming on two different flights. I ain't never heard no shit like that in a day in my life.
Oh, they cheating.
Nigga, that's
they both cheating.
I'm like, either they flight, because I asked, I was like, wait, why is he coming in at 11 and she coming in at like 5?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they got kids? And she was like, no. What? That's weird. Like, weird. Even if one had to work, normally you'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to just wait till he get off work, then we catch the flight. Like, you going to be hanging with us for like six hours.
Which one coming in first?
The girl.
No, that makes sense.
What the fuck makes sense?
That makes sense.
Because
of what you just said. So if he has to work, he's gonna
I'm suggesting. I don't know.
Oh, well, off of that suggestion, that makes sense.
But even still, because
you got to think as a woman, well, majority of women, they don't want to miss nothing.
But a wife, no, I don't know no woman that's married to a nigga that want to fly alone.
Hey man, she ain't trying to miss shit in Vegas.
What the fuck is that? Admit what? No, ain't that much to see. Cause I was like, shit. you know my crazy ass. I was like, oh shit, I know we could do that. Shit, I just called the morning flight. Hey, you meet me in the evening?
What was our shit? As long as I get you a buddy pass.
I was like, shit, we could have. I could have had me. Nigga, the look she gave me was like. So I was like, ooh, it's some shit up here. I can't wait to see this nigga. I bet he light skin. He got to be light skin. This is light skin activity.
No, that's facts.
Nigga, 6 hours? You done your... Come on, dog. And y'all ain't got no kid.
They live East Coast?
Huh?
They live East Coast?
They live in Texas. I'm just like, that's weird, but okay. But we get in at like 3... By the time we get through the airport and get to the strip, it's going to be like 5, which I was pissed because I was trying to get it. I had booked us to go to 2 day parties. I'm trying to get there because I get that. She get in free. We both get in free to the T-Pain day party. Nigga, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get to that bitch there because we leave here at like 9, but we don't get over there to like 3. The time switch. So I was like, fuck. But I will. I'm going to try to bring you some drugs back, some real drugs.
Hell, wait. 9 to 3.
Yeah.
Y'all got a layover?
No, it's a straight flight.
It's a 3 hour. So originally, right, we would have got there. They would have got there at like 11, 12.
Something like that. But the time, remember they 5 hours for it?
They're not behind. They're 2 hours behind.
Oh.
Who, Texas?
No,
Vegas is 6 hours.
No, they're not.
We could Google this.
How Vegas is Vegas? Vegas right next to Cali. That's West Coast.
Yeah,
it's
West
Coast. 6 hours?
I thought it was 5 hours.
Oh, no, my bad. 6 hour flight. You're right. My bad. Three hours behind. 6 hour flight. You're right. My fault. I'm a little high.
But even then, if you take a 3 hour flight or 6 hour flight, 9 to... East Coast time, that's if you just stay on the East Coast, that's 9 to 3, right? Getting there at 3 o'clock would mean it's 6 o'clock our time.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean that's a 9 hour flight.
Yeah, so you get there, it's gonna be noon.
So that means
that y'all gotta have a layover.
No, we don't. We only got one layover, and that's on the way back.
Because if y'all leave at 9, you should get there at 3. Hour flight. Because if you get there,
I'm just telling you what the lady in the ticket. I'm just saying what the ticket said. The that's ticket crazy. Said. That's crazy. We don't get to that because, bro, I was like in my head. I'm like, wait,
9 hours. Shit.
I don't think it's 9. No, it's a long flight. So, I was hoping to be in shape at this point in my life to where I can like take the seatbelt rule, but I can't. So. I'm about to get near to it.
Go to Dr. Miami right quick.
Or just upgrade. I might do some dog shit and just upgrade my seat. Leave that bitch in the regular.
They said the average flight is average flight time is 5 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah. We're going to be at that bitch for a minute.
But this also could be a 6 hour and 32 minutes. Could be flight time could be 6 hours and 32 minutes.
It's a long fucking time.
So.
But we're going to be up there. But all that said. I don't know. Part of me feels stuck trying to make this shit happen, and the new job ain't called me back yet. So I was like, I'm gonna get their ass one more week. I don't hear from them in a week.
Oh, that's a little shit we applied for.
Yeah, like I'm gonna have to.
It's a city job.
The 911.
You're not gonna hear from them for a while, bro. City and state jobs, like
yeah, they say it take a minute.
Like when I got interviewed with the state. Bro, I forgot all about the motherfuckers. I applied three months, and now all of a sudden I get back on the crew when I did that contract, and I got a call from them talking about they want to come in for an interview. I forgot. I completely forgot.
I forgot we applied. Like, that shit was a minute ago.
Well, no. I had the interview. I applied, and then I had the interview maybe like a month later. Yep. But I forgot that I applied for them, and all of a sudden I got an email saying want to extend me the offer. I was like, I'm already fucking New York. I forgot about this shit.
Shit, but I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna give him another week because I gotta have something shake by the end of June. Like, I got to.
What are you looking for? Like, what pay?
Benefit. I need benefits, and I need $25 an hour because mm-hmm. the rent I'm gonna have to cover, I'm looking at between $1,700 and $2,200, and I'm gonna have to cover that shit. But I already, like, she's definitely one of the ones that's, you know, you don't have to. We can do this together. But just for my own, like we were talking off mic, I want to be able to cover it irregardless. I'm going to be able to cover everything, take care of everything, and if she help, great. If she don't, she can keep it. And then, you know, because, you know, we got daycare coming up and that type shit.
Got to tell little W2 get a job.
For real.
But no, her parents are moving down here because they're both going to be retired. So I'm pretty sure we'll have in-home daycare, and that's cool. But, you know, I want to be able to. You know, do shit. She a Disney girl, so she gonna do that shit. She a travel girly. Like, you know, she treat me good. So, you know, like, my only thing between us is we don't fuck. And that shit has been the hardest. Like, that has been, the devil has been
on my fucking back. I'm gonna just say this. Back, with Lil W2, put it in the atmosphere. Dear Lord Jesus, please make my little nephew.
Is he praying?
Please make my little nephew either the most elite left tackle or
actually if he
or he, don't interrupt my prayer, you can pray right. Your own prayer or
saying, nigga might be
or,
6'7"
or it's a great left tackle size or Lord, if you are going to make him in the image of his cousins, right, the ones that are up north, little stout, little chubby, make him a great running back. And he can team up with Theo for the greatest backfield ever known to mankind.
Low key hockey, if you think about it, nigga, we could.
They're going to be, they hey man.
WTB.
We got Steve's, because Steve will be here BTW. Tomorrow. Steve's son look like he going to be like Steve's size, but stocky, so he's going to be a hell of a tight end.
Okay.
Okay. We got Brandon too, who look, bro, they going to, out of two of them, I know we got a nose guard. And possibly
one of them got to be
a decent offensive lineman. Like
one of them got to be a defensive lineman. The other one got to be an offensive.
Yeah,
lineman.
I think we can make that happen.
We just pick on each
between
other.
Between them two.
Hey man,
I think Theo is gonna be the coolest, shortest quarterback because his daddy gonna make sure he know how to throw that pigskin.
Hey man, look out of 2, 3, 4, 5, and then him.
Oh, him. Well, he ready to go.
Out of six.
We got six.
We
got
to hit one.
Somebody got to do it.
Somebody got to do it. Somebody got to get us out of the ghetto.
Dog. I told
the brand about.
Out of six of them.
Somebody got to get out of the ghetto.
And Deuce, I feel like Deuce, if Deuce do what I think he going to do, he could end up being 6'7".
Somebody get us out the ghetto.
And I'm gonna make that nigga the meanest golf and tennis player we have ever seen.
Oh, speaking about golf, how was Sunday? Or y'all didn't go?
Sterling, his dad was in the hospital. Damn. Yeah. So the next one, we gonna go.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I want to be there for that.
But all things said and done, I had a real moment with my mom. First of all, let's have a talk more.
My mama said congratulations.
Hey, I'm glad she doing well. She ain't cussing me out. She ain't back to herself yet. She's working on it.
She said, how Warren doing? I said, he doing good. He on second base. She said, what the fuck does that mean? I said, he about to have a second child. She said, what? With the same girl? I said, no, he got another. I said, no, he having with another girl. She said, I said, what does that mean? And she said, oh, shit. The wings got to come back a little bit faster.
She lied. You about to come out immediately. Boy, we about to be out there selling wings, pork chop plates,
and Sappington and podcast. Eat while you pod with the lemonade and ice cream.
Hey, something got to make us different. Shit. That's hilarious. And I got to make sure to get her a baby shower invite too. Which I'm putting the baby shower together. But anyway, to get me finished talking for the night.
I want to host that fucker via Brandon.
Her best friend gonna host it.
Man, fuck her.
I gotta play
you, nigga.
That would be cool.
All right, fuck it, whatever. I'm coming with a shirt that say I'm. I'm coming with a shirt that say I'm the pappy.
No,
I'm coming with a shirt that say I'm the pappy.
No,
I's the pappy boss.
This is what you'll be wearing. You too. I want you niggas suited and booted, dog. We don't never get to do nothing fucking nice. I want our ass and them motherfuckers suited and booted.
I'm coming in a full Dickie suit. With a picture on the back of the sonogram.
Say hi to baby.
With a shit that say little W2.
Bro, and the thing that he know P, so he can actually pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
With a soldier rag, nigga.
With a soldier. With the Reese. With the Reebok.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm coming with some, fucking Jabo jeans, nigga.
I'm going to say this and then I'm done.
I'm coming with some Jabo jeans.
Bro, shut up. We not doing this.
With a spray paint, a spray painted shirt. A tall tee, actually.
Troy, when this nigga walk in, I swear to God, I'm going to have it escorted out immediately.
Hey, get that bystander off my property. Hey,
he got to go.
He going to be like, Warren. I don't even know what's my name because it's on the door.
I'm dressing like Soulja Boy on the interview. And when they announce him, oh, boy.
Hey, I can see Ty walk. If like my mama wasn't going to be there, I know he'd have walked in. Man, what the fuck going on?
If Brandon willing to do it.
Brandon gonna be there.
If Brandon willing to do it.
Smiley gonna be there.
Oh, I do it with Smiley then. Fuck it. I'm gonna tell Smiley. Like Desi Banks be doing. I'm gonna tell Smiley to be the Black Air Force's version of the baby daddy.
Oh my God.
And I'm gonna be the White Air Force version of the baby daddy. And how you go to baby showers.
Bro, y'all can't be like this all your life.
Why not?
We gotta grow up at some point.
We are.
You only saying that because it's yours.
Because you know the wrong. Bro, if this nigga was to have another baby, trust me, no, I'm coming to the baby shower. Oh, with all the theatrics.
I'm coming. I'm telling you.
I'm showing up as the ex-lover. I'm showing. Oh, hey, Roy, we're going full regalia. We're going full regalia.
I'm playing all the games. Like I'm playing all the baby shower games. Like it's competitive. I'm doing everything, nigga.
Hey, man, what long as we have a good time, because I'm paying for this shit and I'm organizing this shit. I don't want nobody to bring nothing. I just want everybody to bring gift cards. I might do a raffle, a couple other things. But anyway, the important shit. So, first of all, my mama talked more than I've ever heard her talk in 34 years of my life. 33 years of my life, excuse me. But I had called her the other day. I text her. to just say thank you. And I did that because a friend of ours, through some investigating and multiple instances, we've come to find out that we got a friend on drugs, like big drugs. And the fact that my mama, who did it by herself, had two boys that ain't, we ain't never been in no trouble. Mm-hmm. We ain't never, you know what I mean? We ain't never been in no real issues. And when we, and when you look at it statistically, we doing pretty all right for ourselves. Like, I wanted to thank her because I know a lot of times that gets overlooked. And I wanted her to get her flowers while she can smell them. Mm-hmm. And the text she sent back was, thank you, son. So I thought, oh, well, that's all it was. Couldn't find out my mom was crying at the job, and it really touched her. So to find that out, man, was cool. So, yeah, man, that's just how it's been. It's just been some real shit going on. It's some realer shit going on. My baby mama took the tax money. Yeah,
I could have told you that. All right.
Yeah, but she did it in a way that is like,
wait a minute.
Do y'all normally split it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So why'd she take it?
Because it's new job I'm at, you know, the money been funny for a little bit. It's just now kind of becoming regular. So I would normally pay for the insurance, like half the insurance, and I ain't been able to pay it. So she was like, you know, hey, I file, how you want to do the money? I was like, oh, you know, just send me half of the tax credit, which is a band. And she was like, well, you know. I was like, all right, man, just take the insurance out of it. And then she was like, hey, you know, the school fee. So when you add up the school fee and the insurance, she only gave me like $25.
She could have gave you that still.
But I was like, hey, I was like, I can get that school money back over the summer if I DJ and just work my ass off. So I was like, look, send me that three, and then you just keep the rest. So we made a deal. But that bitch hurt like a motherfucker, boy. Ooh, that bitch hurt. I said, well, that's how the game go. You got me this shit, bitch. And I would have got away with it too
if it wasn't for the meddling kids. Literally, he would have got away with it if it wasn't for this meddling kid.
I started to say, bitch, all the shoes and school clothes out of. I was like, no. Nah. I was like, this is a fight. This is one of them times where, you know what? You pick your battles, and this ain't one of them. Let her have it. It ain't going to hurt nothing. I ain't got it anyway. Ain't going to stop shit. So I'm not going to do nothing but take that bitch down to Vegas and try to triple that bitch up anyway.
She knew that.
Hey, yep. The Lord knew.
Nah, she knew that.
She knew that.
You ain't going to be going on a flight with the new bitch.
Who you got pregnant.
You got pregnant. The money that we should be taking care of our baby with.
I'm supposed to be your only baby mom. You're supposed to have a baby mom and a wife, and now you got two of them.
Terrell, you're funny. But I'm just saying, though.
All this? Lie. You did this to me?
I'm trying to go on. I ain't going down that bitch to try to take the K's, though. I'm just saying. Nigga, I'm trying to go down that bitch. I just want $2,000. That's all I want.
I mean, she make your ass back home. I know that.
Hey, I'm going to hit your boys with the cash at request. I ain't even going to text him. Just going to say,
Warren, leave his request at $50,000.
Hey, and that's $50,000 a piece. I need help.
Let me explain.
Goddamn scammers, I tell you.
Hey, because I know one would never ask me for no shit like no. This. Oh, nigga. Look here, man.
I'm going to call you. Hey, man, would you believe a nigga in your name? Hit me asking me for $50,000. You know somebody playing with your cash app, bro?
Hey, Ty, I'm just saying, look, I done went down here to this ranch, right? And she said she was going to be my friend. And then we've been spending time together before I knew it.
Listen, nigga, you got a baby on the way.
They talking about they ain't gonna let me go. Let's send them $50,000 today.
Hey, man.
So you niggas want to come up with 50,000? Like, for real?
Who can't? I'll find a way. But you are never going to hear this. You are never going to hear the end of it.
I know
to it. To the day that we die.
I know it.
I'm going to remind your ass. Every fucking chance I get.
Even if I pay it back.
Every fucking chance I get, I'm reminding you.
Don't forget about that 50 you owe me. Bitch, I paid you back.
God damn it.
Wait, well, hey, asking a nigga for $50,000 for a Cash App is wild. Also paying $5,000 for a bitch is wild too, but that's another subject for another day.
Funky sevens.
I had it, y'all. You ain't gonna believe it. I had 100,000 and they was just like, you know, I thought I was done. The dice slipped out my hand. I had them. I was about to clean them for everything they had.
All right, look, Blunt. All we gotta do. Who is all we?
Because you know, if I call Teroy is okay. And I thought about this the other day. I was like, man, if I was in the worst bind, Teroy is absolutely the last person I would call. Not that he wouldn't do it. It's the fact that he did it and he gonna want his money back.
Wait, no,
and he ain't gonna bullshit about that money.
Nah, okay, so it really depends on the situation. Like, if I know you ain't got it, and you ask me for like. If I see a cash request and it's like two stacks and I know you ain't got it, I ain't gonna ask for it back because you ain't got it.
Right.
I'm just gonna charge it to the game. Just don't ask me for a little while.
For a while.
You got like a good 6 months we can ask you for something again.
$50,000.
Now, okay, if I let's say for example,
can he get it out?
Because he know he lying.
That's not
don't
true.
Ask me for no $50,000. I ain't got it. Even if I got it, I ain't got it.
Yeah, if I had $50,000, I wouldn't give it to you. Hell no.
I tell you, I got about five on it. Oh, you give me for $5,500.
If I had $50,000, I'll give you $10,000. You gonna pay the other 40.
Terrell was like, I'm not gonna give. I don't even want you to think about it, dog.
I'll give you $50 and help you count to the letter K.
Y'all know my thing, half. But in that case, shit, that's still 25.
But you gonna take this smooth 10 and call it a day, but that's what I got. Nigga, you gonna let me send it y'all. I got 10 for you. Shit, all right, man. Fuck it.
If a nigga asks for 50, he gonna take that 10. You gonna figure out the rest.
Hey, bro.
How much can we sell in your apartment? Like,
Them vinyls may have to go, big dog. That DJ equipment next.
Hey, sell the truck.
Bitch, we finna start renting your shit out for Airbnb.
The fuck, for real?
Hey, you don't live in no more.
We'll get you home quick. Rent it out.
Yeah.
What you mean, bro?
Shit, this day and time, shit. Yeah, we need first month's, last month's.
Getting security. That's about $5,000 right there.
Hey, it's a two bedroom. You could do four. You could do two bunk beds of each. That's four niggas. Niggas.
I'm gonna just tell them straight up. They're gonna be like, "You want to say $50,000? Right? You're gonna be like, we need the whole thing up front. We just need the whole rent up front.
We need 12 months up front. Hey, asking a nigga to pay 12 months rent up front is nasty business.
So, when can I move in? When can you pay?
Hey man, it's some dude close here. Don't worry about it. None of that.
Don't worry about it.
That's just for the aesthetics.
We told you it came fully furnished. That's a steal.
It's right here.
Fully furnished. You got the DJ equipment. You got the old PlayStation. You got the bed. You got
fridge. You're fully stocked.
For real.
Right. Lord, somebody, that's my room. Shh.
Who is that? I don't know.
Live here.
Kicking over pictures and shit.
Hey, don't keep your fingers off the merchandise.
Is he that? Y'all gonna have to written me out. The old bitch is selling dick. Just hey, what you doing?
Selling, hey, that's nasty words.
I'm tired. Selling, you tired? That's, no. You weren't tired when you had to get this money.
That's nasty words.
You got another date.
Holding your friend out to send him some money for Vegas.
Hey, because you
that's
you,
nasty words.
Because you gotta pay. Word. I gotta pay that back.
That's nasty work.
I'm like, hey man, I got a fat white bitch for you. Ready and prime.
Hey, true. I'm gonna get to ready. Let me just get some sleep. Whoa.
you know you a deep sleeper now, my boy.
No. You thought I was asking you.
Sleep.
No, my boy. That's a paying customer. Go get that. I need it.
Matter of fact, she already here. She at the door.
Ms. Myrtle, hold on 1 second. Let me talk to our client right quick. Get your motherfucking shit together,
now,
nigga.
Now, you know, because you told me, look at my uncle, tell your bitch ass again to get your ass out there and do that shit.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired. It's so much wrinkles.
That's funny. I hope. Nah, I ain't going to do it like that. But I said to myself, in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to lose $200 off rip. That's what I came to lose. Once that's gone, it's gone. That's it. So, 200. Now, if I can flip that bitch.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey. I'm just saying, I'm trying to get them money fast. Sit there.
Baby needs some new shoes.
Hey, my boy, I ain't gonna lie. And I know it's a dream, but shit, if a nigga hit 100,000, bitch, don't talk to me. You are a loser. Bitch, you was fucking me when I was fat and broke. Why would I sleep with you? Get away.
You settled.
That's it.
It's giving settle?
Sprinkle. Like, what I look, man,
look where you stay.
Pathetic.
Like, this is crazy. I would never. That's funny. Anyway, Roy, how you feeling, bro?
Episode over now, nigga. We had 50 minutes.
Man, fuck all that shit, nigga. We talking.
No, we done.
He got shit to do.
We talking, nigga. Oh.
Yeah, I got a.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I got an island hop. Mm-hmm. Little Puerto Rico on their way.
Oh wow. Damn. It was but a time.
It was. You took up the whole time, but you know, you had to get it off.
I surely forgot.
It's cool.
It's cool.
I ain't tripping, bro. I ain't know what's gonna put on, but we talk mostly about babies. What's going on, Baby Daddy Chronicles now?
Oh yeah, might as well.
Hey man.
Pull out game. Weak.
Weak as fuck.
For real.
Weak as fuck. Weak as fuck. Okay?
That's crazy.
Better hit enough to what we talked about. Take this and leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, I asked her that shit too. I was like, so if I did weird, how much would it have been to get me out of this country? Brother, she got me the nastiest look. I was dead. That serious, bitch. That's 24 million. It take $1 million to raise a child. I'm going to give you 2 million, 1 million for yourself. This should write me out the deal.
Nah, for real.
Say, it's been nice knowing you.
I know we joke, well, right? But would you really let that happen? Because I would.
What?
Right, for the right price?
It depends on how much money I want.
Hey, man, listen. If I want 50K and the girl. 50,000? No, I mean like 50 million. And the girl that and the girl I got pregnant who I really want a baby with said, give me half and you ain't got to sign no rights, no nothing. Bitch. Where?
Hey, that nigga, to run the type of nigga to hit this lady in the mouth with like a hard 5 mil.
That nigga turn say, all you gotta do is you can't click the fin fast enough.
Hey, to run the type of nigga to be like, look, I wanna help you, but you gotta wanna help yourself.
Hey, at work they call me Team Kill It. Like, hey, listen, I'm with it. I will get. Listen, what? Listen, you said half? Stay right there. Yeah, 25 million. Mm-hmm. Yep, sign this contract. Mm-hmm. Yep, let you get it notarized. Bam, bam, bam. Don't ever contact me again in your life.
Your next step should be going to get a vasectomy there.
No, I just didn't want a baby with her. So I got out the contract. I ain't say I want a kid at all.
That's
nasty shit. Word.
I ain't going to give a 25, though. No, you can't get half. You can get a quarter, though. You can get a quarter. You can get 10.5.
Nasty work. Nasty work.
Now, it would be just your luck. That kid grows up to be the greatest nigga of all time.
Nigga, my mom, what happened? Your mom kept you away from me.
Hey, Terrell, showed up at the draft. That's my boy.
Your mom took that you nigga, away from me.
Hey, that nigga at the game smart. With floor seats talking about, hey, my boy. Hey, my boy. Smart. Hey, son.
He loved it like T. Morant.
Hey, son. You look good out there, ain't you? Shit, well, I remember I used to teach you how to walk, boy. Yeah, huh?
Ain't do none of that.
Security, huh? What you mean?
You gotta be smart about it, right? Mm. Make her sign it. They make her sign an NDA. So she go and try to tell them. I'm just gonna I'm just gonna be like, yeah, your mom. I ain't know. I'm just be like, I ain't know you. I ain't know your mom was pregnant. Yeah, she ain't never talked to me about it.
Well, you nasty.
Hey, yeah, listen.
That is slimy a little bit.
Hey, okay, women are slimy all the time.
That's true, because she will say, hey, okay, corniest, but for real, the story I heard today was Lil Yachty. He was like, when he first made his first, like, big piece of bread, he was fucking this one of the strippers in Magic City. Like, that was his lady. She's like, she had a fat ass. She had, like, a butterfly on the ass. That's always beautiful. He was like, he was hitting raw. And he was about to bust, and he let her know, like, yo, I'm about to bust. And he was like, she sat all her weight down on me and would not let me get up. And nigga said he immediately called Coach K. I was like, she's trying to take everything. Coach K was like, who? And he was like, Buttercup. So that nigga, like, he's like, Coach K knew all the strippers in Atlanta. So he called Buttercup and was like, bitch, you trying to get my artist? She was like, no, I would never do that. So he's like, bitch, go right now to get a plan B. Yachty's so young and dumb. He was like, I ain't even know what a plan B was. So I'm freaking out in the bathroom. Oh, shit, I'm going to lose everything. These niggas had to explain what a plan B was. She had to take it in front of him.
Smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. The trick got your seat, boy.
I like the abortion done in front of me.
All right, we're done. I'm done. You have a good, y'all have a great night, people. I'm going to do something that other people shouldn't be doing.
Y'all told me to flush it. You got to flush it. If you enjoyed what you heard from Baby Daddy Chronicles Podcast, go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram at Baby Daddy Chronicles Pod and on Twitter at Baby Daddy Chron. If you want to watch the videos, subscribe to our YouTube at Average Joe Media LLC, which is also in the bio. And then you'll go to Baby Daddy Chronicles and then you'll see all the videos for that. If you want to join the community, go on Facebook to Baby Daddy Chronicles. It's a group and you'll see there. Go ahead and follow the group and stay up to date with the podcast, and also be a safe space for fathers and parents as well. And then also don't forget to leave us a subscribe and follow on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and leave us a review as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing, and I hope you continue to enjoy the content.
Well, I ain't no bad. That's just my baby.
Baby Daddy crying.
I ain't a nobody. As a father, yes, I feel like I'm somebody. My life is my kid, so I tell about it. And I swear it's all about that. Baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy. Baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy.
Baby daddy.